you guys go to 800,000, we go to 150, and you guys get four something of additional motor fuel tax each year. Cities and counties get 15% of that tax increase. And so
overall, it's almost going to double what ours is. Yeah.
And the other thing I guess I'll say on that, it is not how much fuel you pump. It's prorated by your population. So Branson has 10 times, every other city of 12,000 now, or whatever the new census is, has 10 times as much fuel pumped as everybody else. They still get a city of 10,000 a portion. Same with Hollister. We pump all kinds of gas, but we get the same as Aurora. So it's just how it works.
It's not 10,520 anymore.
12,000 something now.
Have you published that? Has that been published, the census?
We're getting ready to check. And they're not allowing us to put any new population signs out on the MoDOT right away anymore. MoDOT's not going to do that anymore. Too big a cost across the statewide. So we can put it on our Welcome to Branson sign. We can put population. We can put it on that sign, but we've got to go through the approval process with MoDOT and everything, too. So
it's helpful to see the growth, no matter what
yeah.
the growth
is. That's 12,582, something like that. I can't remember the exact number, but 12,000 something, what the census was.
What's Hollister at?
Hollister was at 460, and I think we went to 46. We only went like 200. Well, that's because we did a bad job of reporting. The people just didn't do it. And we have a pretty large Hispanic population. If you look on the census, we have like 50 Hispanic people in the city. We have 50 in some blocks. So at any rate, they just didn't report. But there's good news and bad news. The good news is, or the bad news is, we didn't report. The good news is we didn't go over 5,000. If you go over 5,000, you're no longer eligible for rural funds. So we didn't go over 5,000. You know, it would suck to be 5,001. Really, that would be a bad plan. You don't have to put it would suck in the minutes. But that would be a bad plan. So if we're going to underreport, we might as well stay under 5,000. I would guess our real population is 5,500 and something like that. So you can tell by the growth in the schools generally if that reporting is good or not, and it's not great, but we're good with it. So
you got a new road going down to the depot.
We do.
That looks nice. I needed it.
It was getting down to the nubs. Mm-hmm. The asphalt program this year is for everybody. It's been drawn out for a while. And we tried to be a team player, so when they came along and said, if we mill this right now, could it stay just milled before it's filled for a couple of weeks before we get at it? That was almost 8 weeks of bone jarring,
crumbling,
vehicle smashing.
What road? The one going to City Hall.
Oh, City Hall. So, people told me that was karma because we were paving our street and not theirs. Anyway. But.
All right. That's new business. Buddy got it.
I would just give you an update on the transportation pieces to the water park. The public improvements to the water park cost about $8 million. And that is a design build project, and the water park is building that to our specifications. So from Central Bank South, on Birch Street, that will be a five-lane section. I told you that. And then we're going to get down to a roundabout at the southwest corner of Menards. It will be a two-lane roundabout. It'll be a large roundabout. And from there, the the part of the Taney County Expressway that's in Hollister is named Hollister Parkway. Hollister Parkway starts at Angler's Lodge and goes to the east city limits line where it links on to the expressway. So that whole section, when you get to the roundabout, if you turn east, that is still a five-lane section out to Industrial Park Drive. Industrial Park Drive currently dead ends in a cul-de-sac at the newspaper. That will be opened up to the south all the way through. So there will be a loop in the Industrial Park Drive in the future that will come down to that five-lane section. Birch Street, the diagonals from the southwest corner of Menards, where the roundabout is going to be, up the hill to the rock quarry, is going away. Water park will sit on top of that. Now you will go down straight west to Angler's Lodge, and you will go straight south on Financial Drive, which goes around by Big Old Tire today and goes to Angler's Lodge. It now will go straight up the hill. It's just an east outer road, and it'll go up the hill. And at the top of the hill right there will be a new water tower. 300,000 single-stem raised globe water tower. So that is the public sector improvements that we require for the water park to construct before they come on board. And then we will accept all those. But Hollister couldn't come up with $8 million worth of improvements to support the water park. What we will do then is they can claim those against reimbursement. And they have done a self-taxing district over the top of the water park, a community improvement district, and they will put a penny on the fees of the water park, and that will pay back all of the public infrastructure to put that in. The diagonal coming today, Birch Street, from the rock quarry down to Menards, underneath that is the sewer line that goes clear out to Dewey Shore, State Park, all of that. That's all comes into Hollister, and it comes in right there. So they're moving that sewer line over into the new road. Today, when I left from Angler's Lodge down to the connection point by Big O, where that connects into the rest of the sewer line again, was being vacuum tested. If it passes today, they're going to pave before snow that Financial Drive back down to Angler's Lodge, so that it'll be a smooth ride, because they've been through several months of torn up road. So that should be happening. So things are coming along in Hollister. But I think that's kind of where we're at with public improvements and all that. The Financial Drive piece that goes up alongside 65, that did take a MoDOT permit along one side of all of that. Carlos, we're going to call you out here just a moment. You can hold up a document that you brought with you, because I'm encouraged about this. What is that, Carlos?
As you know, we've had issues in front of our schools with safety, with buses and students and teachers being hit.
Carlos is the superintendent of the Kirbyville Schools, for any of you that don't know him personally.
It's been going on probably since around 2015, is when it really started getting bad. And so anyways, we've been engaged in Great River Engineering for a traffic study. So they just completed that. They'll be presenting it to the school board in the December meeting. They looked at both accidents and fatalities in the past. The areas that we looked at, even though we're specifically focused in front of the elementary and the middle school, we wanted to see a little bit broader view. So we went from basically the intersections at DV Highway, K Highway, J Highway, all the way to Coon Creek. of that information there, and they did morning and afternoon traffic counts, and then they did a projection to 2041. So this is kind of, and I know Devin was at the last meeting, but whenever we were discussing this, so I encourage you to be at the December meeting. I'll send you a reminder where they will present this and the findings and give us some engineering type information as well. So just trying to get this going for years, and of course it's been MoDOT saying there's no money, there's no money, and there's no money. Well, that's not going to save anybody's life. It's surprisingly in here, just in that little corridor I'm talking about, there's been five fatalities since 2013. How many more people have to die? Heaven forbid a kid gets killed in front of our school, I won't be the happy camper. You can take me off your Christmas list, I can tell you, because I've been doing this since 2015. And to continue to hear that there's no money, there's no money, that's the other development, you know, it doesn't set well with me. I do appreciate the county, because the county's been at all these meetings. Devin's taking that on, and I do appreciate that. You don't feel alone then when you have somebody there with you saying, okay, we're gonna do what we can to help. Just, it's not on my Christmas list, I'll say that. But we're going to do what we can as a school district to partner and get something done in front of our schools to make it safer. Mm-hmm. That's our bottom line. And hopefully it'll be in short order. But we wanted to do what we can to get the engineering and a lot of the things out of the way to get this, I guess, as you say, shovel ready.
Well, I think that's a very big step forward. And then past that, Carlos shared with me earlier that they're going to not only now do the traffic study, but post that, then recommended solutions or recommendations to the next steps. And that's the kind of initiative that Highway 86 and all of those other ones refuse to do. They want to continue on, but here they're taking this and doing it, and there is some expense to it, but it will pay in the long run. Also, too, he shared with me earlier, Carlos, help me not just tell all your story, but having the county do some of this work, and the county has an extraordinary capability in road and bridge. They just truly do. Having them do this work, the MoDOT contract estimate was for the one phase of the work was how much, Carlos?
About $250,000, right? Yep,
$300,000.
$300,000, yeah.
And the counties took a look at it and said it's reasonable to believe we could achieve the same thing for?
About $125,000.
We took a look at the expressway at $26 million and worked with Great River a little bit, and Dev and I was there. Not $10 million out of that price, just a bang, by doing county forces to the same standards. So I think moving forward in the austere times that MoDOT's in, we're going to have to look at these kinds of solutions, or otherwise we're going to be sitting waiting on things. And then if everything gets ready to go, Carlos has his plan ready to go, the county's approved it, MoDOT's approved it, and then all of a sudden, some corollary to federal ARPA dollars, infrastructure dollars come along and say, hey, we're going to not only let you build water lines, sewer lines, and broadband, we'll expand that to roads and bridges. All of a sudden, there you go, you've got the plans, bang. Travis, how long ago was it we did the water line design for Shockwave?
It was 06.
Okay, well, 06, we've been sitting there trying to figure out how we're going to pay for that, and all of a sudden ARPA money came along, and in before ARPA money went in our bank account, we had Travis contracted, the stuff was going, the bid package was ready so that it could hit just like that. The downtown bridge between us and Branson, it was sitting on the shelf, waiting to go. MoDOT called one day and said, have you got a $20 million or less project that can be done in 30 days, can be let in 30 days? And we said, yes.